New York City, New York City. Oh my goodness. We've been waiting all night long for this. As we get ready to let you hear from the one and only Mr. Charlton Washington. Charlton, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, baby. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you, Maurice?
Oh, man,
the
we
voice.
Are blessed.
I got to say the voice. We got to say the voice. A lot of people don't know what that means, but I know what that means.
Oh, my goodness. Those of you who are tuned in late, this is Mr. Charlton Washington, former lead singer of the Spinners. For the past 12 years, you've seen him as the front man, and he's here with us tonight on the Love Zone, man. Welcome to WHCR 90.3 FM, Charlton.
Thank you so much, Maurice. It's a pleasure to be here. And for those of you out there that know me, my fans and friends and people out there, I'd like to say hello. And for those who don't know me, I'm Charlton Washington.
Man, we're going to take them down memory lane. Let's go back real quick 12 years ago, where a gentleman got a phone call to begin to live the dream of his life. Tell me about that day, Charlton, when they called you in to audition for the Spinners.
Well, oh my goodness. It's a long story, but I tell you, I had went and auditioned at original member Bobby Smith's house.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a long story short, it took 8 months. 8 months later, I got the call. And my first show was in Detroit at the NAACP National Convention. And I didn't even have uniform. They told me to wear black and gray. So I came and I came from backstage on Could It Be I'm Falling in Love doing the Felipe Wynn part. And at the end of that show, we got 3 standing ovations.
Wow.
And Bobby asked the crowd, is he a keeper? And they said with the H word, yes.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to go with that one.
Oh, my goodness, man. I mean, I've seen you guys perform. We just had you at the 13th Annual Classic R&B Weekend. And on behalf of Voice Distributions and the Sessoms Group, my partner Lincoln Sessoms, we want to just say thank you, man, for one heck of a performance, man. I mean, you guys tore it up.
Well, thanks so much. I really enjoyed performing with the guys. What a great experience that was. And I tell you, that was a great program you put together there, Maurice. What a promoter.
Well, hey, I don't do it by myself, man. Me and Lincoln Sessoms together, we make this thing happen with the help of a large group of associates and wonderful fans of R&B, classic R&B music, that is. You know, without them, we just can't make this thing happen, man. So we want to thank them also. But man, since you've left the Spinners, you've come up with this project, and I've heard it, and I can't wait for the listeners to hear it, because it came at the opportune time during this COVID-19 pandemic. And before we play it, I want you to tell the viewers and the listeners, and I say viewers because we're live on Twitch TV, we're live on WHCR, and we're live in a video Zoom room, so everyone is watching us around the world. And I want you to tell them what inspired you to do this song, and also what made you decide to do it at this moment.
Every time I talk about this, trust me, it's very emotional for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the world pandemic. We're talking about China, Spain, Italy, and then it touched the shores of the USA, and it hit New York, oh, man, like a sledgehammer. New Jersey, Michigan, which is where I'm from.
Yes.
And, it broke my heart looking at the first responders out there without proper PPE in the early stages of the pandemic, risking their lives for us.
Right.
And the first responders and the essential workers are my heroes for the rest of my life. Because I wanted to write a song to honor people that help people. And I wanted it to be uplifting and fun. So I wrote a pretty up-tempo song. And, you know, I hear people on TV, on commercials all the time saying, thank you to the first responders.
Right.
Well, I'm a singer and I'm a songwriter. So I decided, why not sing it to them?
Mm.
And I tell you what, since everybody was saying thank you to the first responders, I decided to name my song, We Wanna Thank You.
Perfect, 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 man. Now, this song touches so many people around the world because so many of us have been touched personally, the listeners, ourselves, you. Some of us have lost loved ones through this pandemic. But we want to tell everybody to stay strong, do what you're supposed to do, keep the social distancing, and this thing is going to get better. And with the help of this song right here, these first responders and the essential workers that are out there doing things to keep America and around the world moving, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But can't nobody say it? See, I get paid to talk. That gentleman right there, he gets paid to sing. So, Charlton.
Hey, Maurice, let me interject one thing.
Go ahead.
And I failed to mention this.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic, seeing that it hit so hard, like I said, New York, New Jersey, Michigan was third in terms of loss of life.
Right.
It personally affected me. So this song is basically from the heart. I happened to lose my daughter-in-law, Elizabeth Carroll, during this pandemic. And so what we wanted to do was set up a fund in her name in honor of the first responders and essential workers. And we want to take a percentage of the proceeds from this song and send it to the first responders and essential workers and their families around the world.
Amen. Amen. Well, guess what?
And we want to set that fund up in Elizabeth Carroll's name.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
And a percentage of the proceeds also would go to her estate.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing right there. That's a beautiful thing because these first responders and, you know, the essential, they need that. They need that. And I'm sure they're going to appreciate it. And the world has been waiting on this. We've been telling everyone around the world that it was coming out and that we at WHCR 90.3 FM is going to debut it. We're going to pull back off the mic and we're going to let you hear the debut of Mr. Charlton Washington's brand new single, We Wanna Thank You, right here on WHCR 90.3 FM.
You know they say something's going around in every city, in every town. Invisible, so you can't see it now. Suddenly I just fell to the ground, and then I started just looking around, and then I see these people in blue gowns. You know I think they're about to help me out. They say, sir, you gotta sit up, and you gotta lift your head up, and you gotta breathe in this cup. Now just breathe in and out. All we're trying to do is help you out, make you feel a little bit better now. All we're trying to do, your energy up, energy up, energy up. Hey, hey, hey.
We wanna thank you. We wanna thank
you. To essential workers all around the world.
We wanna thank you for your help.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you for your help.
We wanna thank
you. 'Cause you run the world.
We wanna thank you.
Yeah, we wanna thank you. Yeah, we wanna thank you.
We
got your life on the line, so we can be fine.
Thank you for your help.
Out there fighting, putting your life on the line. First responders out there all the time. Essential workers got to go out to work. First responders all around the earth. First defenders all around the world. Helping every man, boy and girl. This a war that I know we can win. But this war, you know we gotta stay in. 'Cause we've never seen nothing like this. Not a world pandemic. Not in the last 100 years that could shut the who are down. You know we're losing a lot of people now. You know we really just can't save them all. All we're trying to do is just break this fall, break this fall, break this fall. Hey, hey, hey,
we wanna thank
you. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We wanna thank you for all the help you give.
Thank you
people around the world.
We wanna thank you.
Hey, we wanna thank you. Thank you for all the help and every woman, man, boy and girl. To all the doctors, to all the nurses, nurse assistants, to all the medical staff, to
To all the policemen, to all the firemen, to all the EMS, to all the first responders. We want to say thank you to the military, y'all. Hey, to the military, to the Senate, to the Congress, to the government. Hey, thank you for your help.
My goodness, oh my goodness, Charlton. Man, that thing sounds so good, baby.
Woo. Thank you so much.
Man, almighty. I'm looking at the chat feed. People are asking, how can they get their hands onto this beautiful song, man? I know you have a website, so we want you to give it out to the listeners around the world, man.
Well, I mean, the website is just my name, Charlton Washington. So you can go to charltonwashington.com, and the song will be available. It's available now. It's also available on streaming on all major media platforms like Apple, Spotify, YouTube, iTunes. So, it's available out there.
I tell you what, man, if you don't mind, can I play it again?
Absolutely. Play it.
You know why? Because we want to thank you, Charlton. Let's do it.
Like I said, it's all about those first responders and essential workers. They need to be thanked. They need to be honored. And we need to have fun with it. We need to be uplifting, and we need to be able to exercise to it, dance to it, party to it, whatever we want to do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what, man. We're going to make sure the listeners from 90.3 FM, The Love Zone, be able to go to mauricewatts.com and find out all about how to get their hands on it, because we want to support the first responders and those essential workers, man. And we want to thank you for this hit, baby. It's a hit already.
Thank you.
Once again, charltonwashington.com. That's it. You know him, formerly Singers of the Spinners, but hey, he's doing it on his own right now, and he has this brand new single, and we debuted it right here on the baddest station in the nation, WHCR 90.3 FM. Hey, Charlton, hang on, baby.
All right. Around the world.
They're fighting, bring your life on the line. First responders out there all the time. Essential workers got to go out to work. First responders all around the earth. First defenders all around the world. Helping every man, boy and girl. This a war that I know we can win. But this war, you know we gotta stay in. Cause we've never seen nothing like this. Not a world pandemic. Not in the last 100 years. That could shut the whore down. You know we're losing a lot of people now. You know we really just can't save them all. All we're trying to do is just break this fall, break this fall, break this fall. Hey, 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 we wanna thank you. Yeah, yeah. We wanna thank you for all the help you give.
Thank you for
people everywhere in the world. Hey, we wanna thank you for all the help and every woman, man, boy and girl.
To all the doctors, to all the nurses, nurse assistants, to all the medical staff, to all the policemen, to all the firemen, to all the EMS, to all the first responders.
We want to say thank you to the military, y'all. Hey, 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 hey.
To the military, to the Senate, to the Congress, to the government. Hey, thank you.
Once again, Charlton Washington, baby. Thank you for this hit, man. Oh, my goodness. We know the listeners are going to love it, and we know they're going to make sure that the first responders know all about it. Thanks for calling in, Charlton. I hope you hang out with the fans. They want to definitely chat with you in the Zoom room over in the chat. So tell Junior to show you how to do that so you can respond back to him. All right, baby?
All right, baby. Thanks a lot there, Maurice. You are the man. The voice.
You the man, voice. Baby. You the man. That's Charlton Washington, y'all. Former lead singer of The Spinners with his brand new single, We Want to Thank You, right here on WHCR 90.3 FM. We're going to pull back and get back into some slow jams right here on The Love Zone.